Chris, comfortable scoreline, but I was stood behind your dugout for a time in the second half, and it didn't sound like you were entirely happy with your performance.
No, I mean, obviously we've not played for a fortnight, and I think that contributed to things today. We just didn't have that normal fluency about us today. It was a bit hit, miss and maybe with our passing. Got ourselves into some good areas and, you know, made the wrong choice at the wrong time. And hopefully now the weather's going to improve and we can, you know, start playing regular on a regular basis. And I'm sure the performances will get back to a level that I'll be happy with.
But you've won five. You won 5-1. That's good for the goal difference, good for staying in the playoff contention.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm happy with the five. Disappointed with the goal we conceded. I thought we should have done better with that. But yeah, I still think there's more to come from us. We weren't quite at it today, which is pleasing. If we can score five and not be at it, I'll be pleasing. But the lads in there know we can play a lot better than we did today. And you know, going forward, I'm expecting the performance levels to go up, and hopefully the score lines as well. That'll be pleasing.
I suppose, like, you know, you'd be looking at consistency because you're well placed for the playoffs, but you've got to keep getting those points week after week to make sure you stay there.
Well, it is, and it's the same for all the chasing teams outside of Warrington and Northwich. They're, you know, well ahead of everybody else. Everybody will be looking at it from, you know, up till 10th, 12th place, and there's not a lot of points between us all. So I think everybody's looking for that consistency and a strong finish to the end of the season, and we're no different.
Warrington manager's gone this week, Sean Reid. Do you think that could affect them at all? They're way out in front.
Well, they are, but you know, Northwich have just had a change of manager as well, and they've got the games in hand, and if they win them, they're in a strong position, like Warrington. It'll be interesting to see how they cope with the departure of the manager. They've kept the management team there, so they've tried to, you know, to keep the continuity of the club, you know, with the staff that have stayed. So I don't think there'll be too much changes. They've got some good players there. You know, they're on a fantastic run of form, and they'll be looking eagerly to, you know, getting enough points to win the title sooner rather than later.
Games have been called off, as you've said. It's been stop-start. But for once, you're not in cups this season. So do I take it you don't have a sort of fixture glut coming up?
No. It's Saturday to Saturday. And unfortunately, if the bad weather comes on a Saturday, then we don't see, you know, we have 2 weeks off. Very, very different to last season. You know, and that's what I said to the lads prior to kick-off. You know, if we stay in cup competitions, we play midweek, we're able then play two games in a week and to get that momentum going again of winning football matches. We've not got that. We now got to travel to a Tuesday game, Mosley on Tuesday, which is a bit different for us. We've not had a midweek game for a while. So hopefully we'll have a better improvement in our performance on Tuesday. And we're looking for 3 points again.
I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago and you said there'd be one or two additions before the end of the season. We've got a couple of months to go. Any sign of those?
Well, we brought John Dillon in from Corwin Bay. And he's got a good pedigree and, you know, he's added, you know, to our attacking options. Mark Reid rejoined us as well. You know, he's been missing for three quarters of the season. So them two at the minute are the only two. And we'll see how the next couple of weeks develops before the transfer, the deadline, and we'll see whether we can do any more business.
And how long till Eddie Moran's available again?
After the Mosley game.
After the Mosley game.
So, yeah, he's not available for Mosley. Unfortunately, with last week getting called off, he would have missed today and last week, but that's what happens, isn't it?
Well, it's a cold place, Seal Park, but after today, that won't be a shock to you.
No. It is. I know it very, very well. You know, it's going to be a good atmosphere, local derby. And we're looking forward to the occasion.
Great, thanks.